Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 89, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 72. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 95. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations has announced that they are partnering with the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Attorney General's Office, and Homeland Security at the national level for a new statewide effort to battle fentanyl within the state.
The greatest threats to safety, to health, and to the well-being of every community in Kansas.
As Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Eric Smith on Cake News, where he says between all the organizations, they have created the Joint Fentanyl Impact Team to screen fentanyl in cars, planes, trains, and any other forms of transportation using numerous amounts of resources and dogs. As the KBI director, Tony Mativi, talks about how extreme the situation is.
These investigators can share information, resources, ideas, training opportunities, and most importantly, they could learn from one another. One pill can kill. And unless you got that pill from a pharmacist, you have no way of knowing what's in it.
I want to say Kansas is one of the first states to use canines in the fentanyl trafficking.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has found a bald eagle in Clay County where they believe it may have been hit by a car on the road. As WIBW reports that the Department of Wildlife and Parks found the eagle over the weekend of July 1st, where officials were able to find the bald eagle and safely take it to an evaluation at Operation Wildlife. According to the animal experts, they found the eagle had a pelvic injury. It had most likely been caused by a vehicle accident. The eagle is still in their custody in the care of the Wildlife Rehabilitation Facility before being planned to be released back into the wild. In other news, the Topeka Area Sports Commission has announced that they are planning a new, quote, equity-focused initiative known as the Task Cares that's dedicated to fulfilling the commission's key goal of trying to build a healthier community through equitable access to athletes and sports competition. According to the Greater Topeka Partnership, they say the program will focus on youth between the ages of 8 to 18, specifically targeting those with financial limitations hindering their participation in organized sports in the community. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A local businessman from the Hastings, Nebraska area has officially announced his run for the Senate District Number 33 legislative race. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Paul Hamilick is the latest candidate to announce his campaign to run for the empty seat. Paul is known for the business of Paul's Cigar Bar in Hastings, the first cigar bar in central Nebraska, and says he's had a long history of serving South Central Nebraska.
Having served on the city council, having dealt with like the city budget, having worked with large businesses like Good Samaritan Village, owning my own business gives me a background financially to be able to understand and work on those things. My housing background, as I continue to work with the National Center for Housing Management, I advocate for affordable housing every day.
That audio from KSNB be at local Channel 4, where he reports that one of the priorities to focus on would be housing being a critical need in the Tri-Cities area and the entire state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County Councilor Jason Brenniger discussed with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting the process involved to sell the 11th Terrace property east of Marysville, which was purchased with the intent of building a new jail facility. The board was advised they should be absolutely certain the property could not be used for the county for other purposes before deciding to sell. The property could then be put up for sale via sealed bids. No action was taken. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business, with Public Works advising they'll have more specifics forthcoming on a new building. Nemahal County Commissioners last week suggested changes and then adopted the preliminary 2024 budget for publication, with a mill levy of 36.057 and a budget hearing September 18th at 10 a.m. Commissioners had advised Road and Bridge to submit a budget, assuming the county will not be doing any major projects in 2024. Emergency Preparedness Director submitted a budget request $25,000 higher than the previous year, reflecting state funding that will be received through the state for serving as Nemahal County Safety and Security Operations Director. The sheriff requested an increase of nearly 12% for a total budget of $2.15 million in Nemahal County. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has rescinded a stream advisory issued previously for the South Fork of the Nemahal River, located north of Seneca, as a result of water contamination from a confined animal feeding facility. There was fish kill associated with the contamination. KDHE has since deemed the water safe for personal contact and livestock use. Gage County Sheriff's Office is investigating a case of unlawful intrusion and stalking, reportedly involving a former Beatrice man. 41-year-old Anthony Chisano of Lincoln, a former Beatrice police officer, was arrested Monday morning and released on bond at the Gage County Jail. Emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve program acres is now available for certain CRP practices in Marshall County for the 2023 grazing season. For additional information, contact the Farm Service Agency office. A free traditional hunter's education course will be offered in Belleville August 11th and 12th, with classes that Friday evening 5 until 9 p.m., then Saturday beginning at 8 a.m. at the Central Christian Church in Belleville. Participants must be at least 11 years old and should text the name and date of birth to Don Grove at 785-541-0061. That's 785-541-0061. Gusty winds accompanying early morning thunderstorms Saturday brought some tree limb damage to southeast Nebraska. Several counties, including Gage County, had patrons of Norris Public Power District without electricity for a period of time. The SpaceX load, a double-wide load hauling for the SpaceX project to reverse Marshall County, stalling in Frankfort for nearly an hour and a half Saturday morning with difficulty negotiating a turn on K99. Melvin G. Mel Holly, age 79, of Oquito, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Melvin Mel Holly. Connie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman. Carl A. Larson, age 79, of Leonardville, passed away Friday. Pending arrangements at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge for Carl Larson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, peas, and a banana. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. More sunshine into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Rain may linger early Wednesday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. And showers possible still into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on Thursday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. And showers are still possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Still a chance for some rain on Friday, staying cooler with our highs in the mid 80s and mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 69 and the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:26. Off and on showers through the weekend, we received about 20 hundredths here at studios in Marysville Saturday morning. Another 10 hundredths or so Sunday evening with scattered showers again through early Monday morning. Scattered hit-and-miss showers through most of our listening area yet this morning along the state line and extending through south-central Nebraska, then the eastern third of Nebraska, with lingering activity in far northeast Kansas. 69 degrees, cloudy overcast, and a sprinkle or two yet at studios. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 31st of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Squirrels just want to have fun. Annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
The Trendiest Boutique has just moved to Marysville. Stop by MSC Boutique on Broadway during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Cute, comfortable, and affordable options. Grab graphic tees for $19.99 and buy one, get one free women's shorts. Big city style with small town service. Your newest boutique in downtown Marysville with all the groovy trends and stylish go-tos at MSC Boutique.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out Friday evening. Shop until you drop from 4 until 8 p.m. with rope a deal giveaways, Hallmark bounce back coupons, and more deals throughout the store. Settle the dust with a cowgirl menu of barbecue pulled pork and more. Finish off with a glass of their house-made wine spritzer and non-alcoholic drinks too. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Grab your girls and stop by Pony Express Tanning and Trading Friday night during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun and shop 20% off the entire store. Pick up 20 tans for $90. And for Friday evening only, when you book a nail appointment, receive 20% off. That's 20% off every nail appointment booked during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday evening. Tans, nails, and more. That's Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company on Broadway in Marysville.
you heard that there's a new place to grab a snack in Marysville?
Really?
You bet. Marylicious Snacks and More just opened at 814 Broadway. They have great breakfast options, including breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy. Plus, they have quick Mexican lunch options, as well as lots of snacks available all day.
Snacks? I like snacks. What do they have?
They have ice cream with toppings, as well as milkshakes and snow cones. Plus, they will have acai bowls and crepes available.
I'm in. When are they open?
They are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, and also Thursday through Saturday. They are closed on Wednesdays.
Let's go try them now. My treat. Where are they again?
Marylicious Snacks and More, 814 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Quick and dine with WagonWheelKS.com. It's ordering lunch or dinner made easy. Just go to WagonWheelKS.com and click to order. Add all your Wagon Wheel favorites to your order, and you'll be picking up your food in no time. Pick your sides, add any special requests, even pay online, and Wagon Wheel to go at WagonWheelKS.com.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
The O's show out in prime time. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The first place Orioles and last place Yankees tangled Sunday night in the finale of a three-game set. This one was over early, already up 3-0 in the bottom of the first. There were two men on for Adam Frazier.
Here's the pitch. Hit well. Right field. Not coming back. Long way gone. Adam Frazier, three-run homer and a six-run first inning.
The call on WBAL. Yankees starter Luis Severino gave up 9 earned over 3 as Baltimore crushed New York 9-3. Atlanta was going for a sweep of Milwaukee at home. Bottom 8, tied.
Righty deals. 1-1 on the way and a bullet to deep right field. Back there towards the bullpen. You didn't think he would. He just did. A 2-run homer.
The call on 680 AM, the Fan. Olsen's second blast of the game lifted the Braves past the Brewers 8-6, completing the sweep. Dodgers-Reds in a rubber game in L.A. Top 3, a man on for Joey Votto.
Grove with the set. He's back to the plate. This ball hits high in the air. Deep right field. This is the third home run of the day. Oh, my goodness. Have the Reds brought out the whipping sticks in L.A.?
The call on WLW. Votto's homer ran Cincy's lead to 7-0. 9-0 the final. Reds move back into first place in the NL Central by way of the Brewers losing. Across the bigs, Padres beat the Rangers 5-3 to sweep. The Rays drubbed the Astros 8-2. Royals edged the Twins 2-1. Marlins rally for an 8-6 decision over the Tigers. The Giants walk off the Red Sox 4-3 in 11, and in another walk-off, the Pirates take down the Phillies 6-4 in 10. Baseball's trade deadline is tomorrow. There were a few deals on Sunday. The Angels acquiring C.J. Crone and Randall Grichuk from the Rockies for two minor leaguers. The Cardinals sent flamethrower Jordan Hicks to the Blue Jays and Delt starter Jordan Montgomery and reliever Chris Stratton to the Rangers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. No. Cats.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality, so making sure that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
All new for 2024 and just arrived at the Nordis Motor Company is a Chevy Equinox RS, priced at $34,500, brand new. They have a new 2023 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickup, a Chevy Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ with the Duramax diesel at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Burning pasture in different seasons can impact the population of ticks and certain insects. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds discusses how the number of dung beetles, ticks, and horned flies can change depending on when producers burn their pasture for management.
Bigger sort of scope of this project is looking at how burning in different seasons might affect our positive insects like our dung beetles, who are great. They offer great ecosystem services. They remove the manure. They promote healthy grass. Just really fantastic little critters that we want to promote. But also, does it do anything to the things that we want to get rid of, like ticks and horn flies and things like that?
This research has been going on for multiple years, and Olds has been able to more clearly see changes in tick populations than horned fly numbers from burning.
We've seen a really, really big impact, and bearing in mind that this is 4 years straight of burning, but we're seeing significantly fewer ticks in burnt pastures overall. And so whether spring, fall, or summer, it doesn't really matter, definitely less than our unburnt treatment area. However, we are finding that spring burning has, at least initially early on in the season, had the least number of ticks. So when you're burning for ticks, you have to get, especially the areas under trees, that sort of brush that remains, anything that remains a pocket for these ticks. But definitely burning seemed to impact, have a pretty significant impact on the tick populations. And then flies, horn flies are the ones we're looking at, and this is somewhat less clear. The numbers are closer. So horn flies fly, so you get them moving. So they're harder to sort of nail down, but it's looking like the fall and the spring pasture burns have lower numbers than the summer burn treatment. But again, early on, and we'll have animals coming off these pastures soon, and we can look and see how that relates to daily gains and stuff like that.
The species are intertwined, and she is trying to understand how one affects the other.
The dung beetles bury the manure, and the horn flies need the fresh manure above ground to breed. And so now we start asking really complicated questions like, is it the fire that's doing something, or is it because we have dung beetles more on the spring pasture, so they're burying more manure, so there's fewer flies? So it's not quite as straightforward, and so that's why we're starting to think more ecosystems based. You know, what if I do this, how will this impact this species and this species and that species?
That was veterinary entomologist with K-State Cassandra Olds with information on how burning pasture and insect and tick populations are changed depending on when pasture management takes place. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They are closed today. Their next sale will be Monday, August 7th, beginning at 10 a.m. You can bring cows and bulls in Sunday, unloading time noon to 5. For early consignments or additional information, call the Seattle Barn at 402-223-3571 or go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com. No sale today, next sale Monday, August 7th.
A daily walking routine can do wonders for your physical fitness. It might also help your brain. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 31st, the 212th day of the year. Football player Tim Couch shares a birthday with actor Wesley Snipes. People often say that taking a long walk helps clear their head. It turns out there is more than just psychology involved. Researchers have found that the foot's impact while walking sends pressure waves through the arteries, pumping more blood to the brain and enhancing many brain functions. The hydraulic effect works when running as well, though not when cycling, as there is no ground impact. The researchers also note a synchronous rhythm between stride rate and heartbeat. At a brisk pace, both clock in at about 120 per minute. The bottom line, if you want to improve your brain function, start putting your foot down. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY 69 with a cloudy overcast. We've had light scattered showers off and on overnight. Had about 20 hundredths in our rain gauge Saturday morning. Had about 10 hundredths overnight, so it's not adding up to a lot, but it broke a hot weather spell last week. Lingering activity, northeast Kansas, the eastern third of Nebraska. That activity is tracking and diminishing as it travels east.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the college football season for the 2023 year, the Colorado University Buffaloes have announced that they are leaving the Pac-12 and set to join the Big 12 Conference. WIBW reports that they are the third team to leave the Pac-12 Conference, as CU President Todd Salomon made a statement saying, quote, the landscape of collegiate sports is ever evolving, and the University of Colorado Boulder has determined the Big 12 is the best future fit for our athletic teams. The Board of Regents for the university ended up voting unanimously 9-0 at the end of last week to approve the conference switch for 2024. This will be the last year that the Buffaloes play in the Pac-12, where they're also expected to take in near $31.7 million in annual television revenue over the course of the Big 12's new deal, but said it was more than just about money, but also the opportunity for the players and the conference as a whole. The Buffaloes are starting off this year's schedule against TCU on September 2nd for game number one, followed by their annual game against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Mid-America Network Sports.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive. It's how you achieve.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Mackenzie McDaniel, who is known as being the Sports Kansas Player of the Year finalist and one of the top basketball players in the state in high school from Silver Lake, has made her commitment to Emporia to be the next Hornet after officially committing back on July 18th.
I
liked Emporia from the get-go. I was there for the elite camp and the team camp, and right off the bat, I could just feel the energy, and it's like a great atmosphere. And I love all the coaches, and it just really felt like somewhere I could see myself playing for the next 4 years. Just kind of wanted to feel like accomplished, like I had a place to go. I didn't have to worry about like finding a place. I already had one, and I could just really focus on enjoying the last little moments with my friends. Our team, like, it has such a sisterhood-like atmosphere, and I just am really looking for that in the college, and I really think they have that in Emporia.
McDaniel wrapped up her class of 2023 by putting up big numbers for the Silver Lake Eagles, averaging a near double-double with an average of 14.4 points per game and 9.1 rebounds per game as well.
KNDY.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me to Pina Colada. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me to Pina Colada. Goodbye to her good time in May.